Do you remember one time when we were small, we were out here? It was from right over there. I jumped out at you from behind the tree, and Grandpa got all excited, and he shook his fist at me, and he said, "Boy, you'll be damned to hell." Remember that? Right over there. Well, you used to really be scared here.
Johnny.
Hey, you're still afraid.
Stop it now. I mean it.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Stop it. You're ignorant.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
Stop it. You're acting like a child.
Look, they're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Hello. Welcome to Edit Radio.
One kiss on the dance floor and I climbed aboard your caravan. Deaf to my mother's warning, I hung my stars in his world. I loved a few boys before, but I never loved a man. One smoke with the troubadour, and I climbed aboard your caravan like a believer needs a messiah, begs to surrender. For love, I give my life to my deceiver. Say, give me truth, I love you, it's alright. To this land, no sign of the troubadour, no sign of the caravan. Like a believer needs a messiah, begs to surrender. For love, I give my life to my deceiver. Say, give me truth, I love you, it's all.
Welcome to Edit Radio, podcast number 814. That song always leaves me kind of speechless, which is absolutely fine, unless you're about to host a weekly music podcast. Hello and welcome to Edit Radio number 814, our 814th run through all things good about music. Every week, a team of us take it in turns to head out into the wilds of the internet. We We look under every rock, we look in every cranny, we shine our torches deep into the abyss with the hopes of bringing you back, laden like a pack mule, the very best music that you are going to hear on any weekly music podcast anywhere ever. This week is my turn, and I've got about as much as I can carry, probably more so. Starting off the podcast this week, the act was Jessica Hoop. The song is called Caravan, taken from the album which is coming out on the 1st of May called Long Wave Home. I've yet to get my ticket for the Jessica Hoop Union Chapel show, which is happening near the end of May, but I hope to do that very soon. This time around, I've got some deep cuts, I think. I took a look around the world, and I thought, what a crazy place this is. We've got peace talks going on between the US and Iran. We've got Putin still fighting in Ukraine, still trying to take various bits of Ukraine. And we've got Israel firing rockets into Lebanon, Hezbollah, and it feels like the world is quite bonkers mental. And I thought I would just take some time on this week's Edit Radio podcast to highlight the incredibly healing power of a good chorus. That's my mission statement here this week on
Edit Radio.
Come with me.
It was a good enough afternoon, but we got so doomed, we couldn't figure out what to do. We got broken like a matchstick, burned like a heretic, and trampled like a super bloom. You presently saw the moon and all of its excuses. You got so high. Toasted yet again to another.
Man, that never fails to put a smile on my face. I love it so much. That's the Pretty Flowers. I think they're out there in the west coast of the USA. Taken from an album which came out recently, a couple of weeks ago, in fact, called Never Felt Bitter. The song is called To Be So Cool. And every time I hear that chorus, absolutely perfect. Just puts a massive smile on my face. What a way to start the podcast. And stick with us on the podcast this week. We've got some really cool stuff coming your way. TV themes, Talking Heads covers. We've got Nazi dentistry. That's dentistry performed on rather than performed by. But if that's not enough for you, if you still need a little bit of extra, we've also got something great from the new album from Kevin Morby. Let's do first, though, a 20th anniversary song. When I do these podcasts, I try and include every time something from 20 years ago, roughly 20 years ago, like just as a thing to kind of look back on. A good chance to highlight some stuff that maybe we haven't played in the podcast before, or we haven't heard it in ages. You might think, why 20 years ago? Well, why not? 20 years ago is long enough to be long ago, but not so long that it's completely irrelevant. But sometimes when we do this, we get to like a 20th anniversary and I think there's no way that's 20 years old. Or I think, yep, that's fair enough, that's 20 years old. Sometimes, very rarely, we get to one which I'm sure is older than 20 years. And this week, the one I've got for you falls into that last category. I could have sworn this was older than 20 years old, but apparently not. This is a classic from the Raconteurs.
Girl.
Nice. I love that song. Back 20 years ago, when that came out, I was decidedly mixed over the idea of Jack White from White Stripes, a band who I had felt nothing good for really at the time. And Brendan Benson, who I was completely in love with the music of. Having Jack White and Brendan Benson unite as part of a musical project gave me kind of mixed feelings. But as soon as I heard the first single, Steady As She Goes, I was completely sold. It's songwriting excellence and one of my favourite rock songs from that era, for sure, possibly ever. Steady As She Goes from the McIntyres, taken from their Grammy-nominated debut album Broken Boy Soldiers, which came out in May 2006. I think the drummer from Raconteurs is still part of Jack White's touring band, I think. And Jack White, I hear, has got new material out also, so I'll check that out for a future podcast. There's just so much that we were going to be trying to include on the podcast this week. We just didn't have time to check everything out, fit everything in. I was going to play the new Cheekface song, but that got dropped. That just show you how full we are for me to not play a Cheekface song. Also, I was going to play a song by Buck Meek from Big Thief. He's got a new album out. He's got a song on that called, his new album called Gasoline, which has got some amazing percussion on it, but didn't have time to get to that either. There's just so much to fit in. But enough about what we can't fit on the podcast this week. How about what we can fit on the podcast this week? Stick with us to hear an incredible Talking Heads cover, which is not to be missed. Also, new songs from the likes of Bonnie Prince Billy, Kevin Morby, and more. Let's slow it down, shall we? We shall, because I'm in charge. This is Diane Cluck.
All of the worlds we made are coming back. All of the lives you've been arriving here. Do you know you fall if you're built to spell? All that was pushed away gathers near. Yeah, when I feel nostalgic for what I had. Yeah, sitting on the ground and get good at that. Yeah, rain falls around the sun. down at the cul-de-sac. You left my friend. Will you come back again? Will you come back again? I put the kettle on the wise man's song. Your laugh surrounds, but I was to echo. We settled down in suburbs, they were quick to heckle. If you come back again, I'll clear the halls and all the cobwebs. I put the kettle on the wise man's song for you. I took a needle and thread to make amends. I put the kettle on the wise man's song for you.
Are you having feelings? I'm having feelings. That is Cinderwell. The song is called The Wise Man's Song. You may recognize it, some of you, as the opening theme to BBC's recent comedy drama Small Profits, written and directed by Mackenzie Crook, him of the original UK Office with Ricky Gervais, him of Detectorists, the UK TV show, which is also very, very funny. I mean, Small Profits is so heartwarming and funny and quirky and very, very British. And no matter where you are in the world, if you can get hold of BBC content, go and look up Small Profits, because it's a wonderful show that you should give it a shot. I think Mackenzie Crook is such a talented writer. He's an absolute gem. And hopefully they're kind of planning a second season for Small Profits. I'm not sure. I know he'd like to do one. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to make that happen. But it's a great show. Cinderwell. The song is The Wise Man's Song. Before that, Diane Cluck, taken from an album which snuck out in 2025 without me even noticing them, trying to catch up on. Diane Cluck, incredible lyricist, vocalist, musician. The album is called House Tears. The song is called Lovin' Cup. Now, you may wonder, you may want to try and paint a picture in your mind's eye of what the Edit Radio studio looks like this week. You know, how many desks with all the flashing lights on am I sitting behind this week? And the answer this week is none. I am stretched out on the spare room floor in my house. And the reason for that is, when I was setting up to record the podcast this week, my cat was in the exact position where I really wanted to be. But I thought, you know, she was sleeping. I didn't want to disturb her. I'm like, okay, I'm fine. We'll spend some cat time here for the podcast this week. So I sit up on the floor, and I'm all stretched out on the floor. I'm about to start recording the podcast. I've turned everything on. You can tell where this is going, can't you? And she just kind of opened one eye, looked at me, and then got up and left the room. You know, stretched, left the room. But I'm committed to this now. I'm on the floor. This is me. This is me now for the rest of the podcast. I mean, it's a very Sunday position to be in, really. It's been a nice, relaxing day. The golf is on in the background. I mean, it's definitely a this week is a podcast for the floor, I think. On her way out of the room, though, my cat definitely requested something for the new album from Cusp. This is Cusp.
Thank you. dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water, remove the water from the bottom of the ocean. Water dissolving and water removing. Witch! Come on!
You may ask yourself, is this all there is to life? No money, no honey.
Nazi Dentistry. Dead Pioneers featuring Stephanie Byrne of Cheap Perfume. The song is called Nazi Teeth. Taken from an album coming out in June called Wagon Burner. Dead Pioneers do not like fascists. Our survey says... correct. answer. Before Dead Pioneers, you heard Witch, the incredible cover of Talking Heads' Once in a Lifetime. Witch stands for We Intend to Cause Havoc. I think they're from Zambia. They've been around for a long time. I think it's good to hear that they're still going. I love that cover. That's taken from a really interesting tribute album that came out earlier in the year. The album is called Naive Melodies. It's a tribute. It's a Talking Heads tribute album as viewed through the lens of black musicians and black music pioneers. And it's a very interesting album that I like a lot. And that's my highlight from that record, which Once in a Lifetime. And before all of that, kicking us off was For My Cat, the band Cusp, taken from their recent album called What I Want Doesn't Want Me Back. The song was called In a Box. I've been waffling on so much in the podcast this week. I'm just going to carry on going with the music. One of the most interesting albums that I heard over the past few weeks is the latest album from Bonnie Prince Billy. And this is taken from that.
A letter came to your door today. You opened it, read it, then threw it away. Didn't want to be reminded of what it had to say. Just as soon go lay on the floor, or beat someone senseless, or watch a cartoon, or paint all your windows to hide the full moon. Tie yourself down like a genuine loon, becoming one with your shadows within. They keep trying to find you and you run away, with your hands over your eyes and your mouth open wide, to the same lonely hole you get lost in each day. In fact, nobody's friend has got nothing inside. Phone on your table is ringing and ringing. You leave it unanswered. What could it be bringing? Except truth and awareness and likely unstringing. Just as soon go lay on the floor, or flesh cut your forearms, or blow out your brains, or open your windows to torrential rains, ensuring an unending flow of raw pain, becoming one with the monsters within. They keep trying to find you and you run away, with your hands over your eyes and your mouth open wide, the same lonely home you get lost in each day. In fact, nobody's friend has got nothing inside. Someone's at your door, she's knocking and knocking. Your sense of contentment is reeling and rocking. It's not worth the pain to even think of unlocking. Just as soon stay down on the floor and let the night come and watch the light change. Ignore everything that is frightening or strange. Allow isolation to fully derange, becoming one with the darkness within, which has never been anyone's friend. They keep trying to find you and you run away with your hands over.
open wide to the same lonely hole you get lost in each day. Nobody's friend has got nothing inside.
Taken from the new album from Buddy Prince Billy called We Are Together Again. That song was called They Keep Trying to Find You. We're powering through towards the end of the podcast this week. I haven't got any lights on in this room and it's starting to get a little bit dark. So in the gloom, two songs to go. It's quite hard to rock out when you're lying on the floor, but I did my absolute best. That's Plosives from the album Yell at Cloud. The song is called Destroyed by Touch. The story surrounding the making of Plosives' second album is pretty phenomenal, really. I think it was during the days of like the COVID lockdown. I remember reading this. They were invited out to, I think it was Winnipeg in Canada, right? None of them are from Canada. It was a brand new studio. They wanted them to go and like live and record there. And they got there and just an unholy storm arrived during that time and just knocked out all the power. But they got the generators up and running, but just couldn't use very much electricity. So recording time was short. It was like all recorded by like candlelight, pretty much, on the generator. And because they were in Canada during COVID times, but they were not themselves Canadian, in order to stay in the country, they had to trek out like to the nearest clinic in blizzard conditions every day for the right to stay in the country. And eventually they just ran out of time. Like, this is a supergroup. They all had like other projects to get back to. I think, what is it, they're in like Alkaline Trio, Hot Snakes, Pinback. And so eventually they get round to finishing off this album, long overdue, started in COVID times at candlelight and finished off now. And just the commitment to finish off this album makes me so happy that it exists. Plosives, Yells at Cloud, the song Destroyed by Touch. And that's it for the podcast this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm done. Tom Crook and the gang will be back next week. Tune in for that. I think Barry Dolan is back the week after, I believe. You should just tune in. Just tune in every week and kind of keep us company here on the podcast. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're doing well. I always struggle a little bit this time of year because the end of March and start of April at work is pretty hideous. And then it normally clashes with some kind of Easter thing and some social commitments. And so by the time it gets around to this kind of time in April, I often feel like my life is not my own. I've not had enough time for my own brain. But doing the podcast forces me to sit still and listen for a while and just kind of bury myself in a project. And it's so useful and so good. I hope that you've also found it useful, if not good. Hopefully good. I'm going to leave you with the song from the new album from Kevin Morby, the wonderful American songwriter. His new album is called Little Wide Open. It comes out next month in May. It's produced by Aaron Dessner of The National and some other bands, and it sounds excellent. From the new album, Little Wide Open, I'm going to leave you with a song called Javelin. Take care of yourselves. I love you. Goodbye. And good luck.
Back in town, all by myself, I should go dancing. Take my boots off the shelf. Don't be concerned, babe, at least not yet. I am still happy to be breathing in. You know I have been, you know I have been traveling through the air and down the highway like a javelin towards this old cow town in the Bible Belt. Remember when they asked us, baby, just how it felt to be alone in the middle of Middle America. When the sun moves behind the moon and the earth goes black, mama is like that. It's like that. How long's forever, babe? Is it just one day? The day we go in, then will we escape? Am I has been? Am I has been? Could this be our life, babe? Would you be my wife? Everything ending now, into a beginning now. And when you fall, you get back up and run. And time paints a picture now, the world will eclipse you now. And when you fall, you get back up and run. Old cow town in the Bible Belt. Remember when they asked us, baby, just how it felt alone, jazz, the two of us in Middle America.